Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6:02, Andy and Mel, morning. How is the weather doing, Mel?
Right now it's currently cold.
Yes.
Followed by more cold.
And then
and
snow.
Extremely cold. Yeah, and then snow.
Okay. Remember how they said yesterday, or 2 days ago, it was going to be 5 inches?
Yeah.
And then yesterday they said 7 inches.
Yeah.
Guess what they're saying today, now that we're 24 hours out?
A million?
Two.
Yay.
See, they're always way wrong one way or the other.
Right.
And now they're saying 2 inches, 24 hours out. I'm guessing it's going to be more like an inch and a half.
I hope so. That'd be perfect.
It'll be less than 2 inches.
I can totally handle that. That'll be just fine and dandy for my trip.
And I still don't understand how they measure snow.
I don't know.
Because every time they say, oh, we got 2 inches in Sioux Falls. Really? Then why are there 6 inches on my car?
I know. I've never understood that either.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have some measuring unit for it.
I don't know how it is. I mean, I don't know. I always thought tape measure or a ruler would do the job, but
I have a feeling it's like a measuring cup.
Like used for baking?
Yeah, and they collect it in that.
But that would be a measurement of cups.
I know. I'm just
well, we got a cup and a third of snow today.
Well, because they have to somehow like collect like an area of it for them to measure.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, you know, drifts don't count in the
right
total.
I think that they probably have some sort of like a cup or something, and then they stick a ruler in it.
All right.
That's what I think.
I'll go with it. While we're at it.
I'm sure there's a way, though.
Since currently the temperature is 5 below.
Ooh, okay.
Let's play What's the Wind Chill, Mel?
Okay, so are you okay?
Yeah, I've just...
Got a frog in there?
Yeah.
All right, so right now...
Currently
it's 5 below, and the wind is at...
Northeast at 3 miles an hour.
Oh. I'm going to go 15 below.
That is incorrect. Oh. There is no wind chill when there's only 3 miles an hour of wind.
Oh.
Trick question.
That was.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
No, so it just actually feels like 5 below right now.
It doesn't even... Yeah, it's just 5 below.
So it doesn't feel like 25 below.
No. Right. Not even close to as bad as it was the other day. Good morning, front door. We missed you.
Aw, that's been a while.
It has been a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting anybody,
How much you want to bet it's that guy from the National Weather Service?
It could be. He's going to tell us how they measure snow.
Yeah.
We could find out.
We could. And then we could tell him to call Ben or Patty when he gets here in the morning.
No, find out how they
measure snow.
Instead
of interrupting our show.
Find out how they measure snow. Or you could hit the do not disturb button.
I just did.
Okay.
Why do they do this?
I don't know.
We have guests who come ahead of time. What do they do?
They call.
They call one of us on our cell phones.
We usually get a text, hey, I'm here. Okay.
Here. Yeah, we'll come get you. Anyway, so... South Dakota made a list. Well, not really a list.
Kind of a list.
Something we are, yeah, sorta. Something we're very fond of is the missed connections on Facebook.
Craigslist.
What did I say?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
A little different.
Craigslist missed connections.
We love Craigslist.
Which we haven't done in a while. We should do that.
We should grab one.
We should find some today if there's any good.
And I bet you there might be some at that store.
Oh, you can count on that. If you don't know what misconnections are, basically, there are posts people put up where it's like, hey, I saw you in the feminine hygiene aisle at Walmart.
I thought you were really cute.
Yeah.
I didn't really care that you were buying Vagisil.
Okay. You know that line? Okay.
That wasn't crossing it.
Hey, you're towing it pretty good. At least farther than I wanted to hear about right now. Anyway, so people go on there and they're like, oh, if you remember me, I was the guy wearing the SpongeBob SquarePants tank top and shorts.
Puke. Yeah.
Let me, you know,
blah, blah, blah,
reply
blah,
to me. Okay, so they figured out what states had or where were the most popular places in every state for people to meet. 15 states had Walmart come up as the most frequent place mentioned for the place where missed connections happen.
How crazy is that?
Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, and... Oh, I should have had it ready.
Where's the button? There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, if you want to have a missed connection with somebody, go to Walmart.
At least if you live in...
What if you live in Minnesota?
Minnesota. The grocery store.
Oh.
Supermarket or superstore was the most common.
North Dakota?
North Dakota was a bar.
Oh, okay.
It's a little colder up in North Dakota.
What over? What about over there in Iowa?
In Iowa? Well, that's what my grandma calls it, Iowa. The grocery store again, or supermarket.
Nebraska. I don't know why that tickled me, but that was funny.
Yeah, probably I don't either.
Probably because I'm sure my grandparents probably say it that way.
We were over in Iowa.
How about Nebraska?
Nebraska, I'm looking, and it's not jumping off the page at me here. I actually have the map thingamabobber that they...
Yeah, isn't there a map?
Yeah. And I got to download it first. But anyway, so yeah. So if you want a missed connection... Oh, they were the same. Supermarket, superstore, okay. Whatever.
It's good to know.
Nevada, what do you suppose the most popular place was for missed connection? Yes. How about California? You'll never get this one.
California. Coffee shop.
No.
Oh. A hookah lounge.
24-hour fitness.
Oh, okay.
Nice. In Utah, it was college campus. Washington and Oregon were the same. They were both bus.
Bus?
New York, I bet you can guess.
Bar?
No.
Coffee shop?
No.
Hookah lounge?
No.
I don't know.
Unique feature.
Subway.
Yeah, there you go.
Subway.
Same for Massachusetts. Although New Jersey, it was train. Because their trains run above ground.
Right. Are you sure it wasn't hookah lounge?
No, but there were a couple of very peculiar ones.
Okay.
Indiana and Georgia were the two that really made me scratch my head. Indiana says that when they have a missed connection, it's at home.
Excuse me?
At home.
What?
Yeah.
How can you have a missed connection at home?
I don't know. And Georgia was the car. How like do you miss somebody in your car?
Well, they must have saw him traffic or something. Like, it had to be a misconnection there.
I don't know.
Like, stuck in traffic or, like, in Atlanta and that stupid circle thing that goes around the city.
The freeway?
Yeah, the stupid circle thing that goes around the city.
Yeah, it's called the freeway.
That I happened to get lost on.
They have those in lots of cities. Minneapolis has a stupid circle thing around the city.
It's like this big old donut around the city.
They call it the freeway.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to pay attention to signs.
That was before like these awesome navigation things that we have on our phone, and I was lost.
Yeah, it was also before the giant green signs on the freeway.
No, they had those.
You just had to guess.
I was so
where
lost.
To go.
I was so lost.
Airports are always hard to find because they're not that big.
This one was, apparently.
And there aren't giant jets flying in and out of them, especially major airports like Atlanta.
You know, do you not think that I didn't look for planes? The plane. I was totally looking for planes.
Okay. I'm sure you were.
I found it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have got news on the way. And today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why shortly. Hang on. Good morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:24. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm not great at advice. Can I interest you in some sarcastic comment?
Okay.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 20th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Rihanna is 25 today.
Wow.
Yeah, she's from Barbados, you know.
She's getting up there.
Yeah, she's getting way up there. Justin Verlander is 30 today. Oh, come on. You don't know who the Cy Young winner is? Oh. Or last year's Cy Young and MVP in baseball?
No.
Pitches for the Tigers.
Okay.
Dates Kate Upton, allegedly.
All right. He must be hot.
No, not really.
No, oh, he's not?
Well, look him up. I don't know.
No, I'm going to have to look him up.
He's very, very rich.
Oh.
Not that that would matter to Kate Upton so much. Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys is 38. Cindy Crawford is 47 and still rocking. Charles Barkley is 50 today. And that's terrible. Patty Hearst is 59. Let's see. Ivana Trump, 64 today. Sidney Poitier is 86. It's also not the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1792, for some reason, President George Washington created the U.S. Post Office. Now, we're not going to get mail on Saturday anymore.
Aww.
I read a thing where they were talking about how Tuesday should be the day they get rid of, not Saturday.
Why?
Because it's the least busy day of the week.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Really, it does.
1839, Congress prohibited dueling in the District of Columbia. You know, where you pull out a pistol and go 10 paces, turn around, and fire.
Or was it sword dueling?
No, it was pistol dueling.
Aww.
Yeah. Bummer. In 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. 1982, Pat Benatar and her guitarist Neil Giraldo were married on Maui. That was her second trip to the altar. Today is their 31st anniversary, and love is a battlefield, you know.
Yes, it is.
1996, Snoop Doggy Dogg and his bodyguards were found not guilty of first-degree murder. Jury deadlocked on voluntary manslaughter charges, and a mistrial was declared. Now, Snoop coaches kids football. And on this day in 2005, the contents of Paris Hilton's hacked T-Mobile Sidekick hit the internet. Lots of naughty pictures. Thank you, hacker. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the birthday of a rock and roll legend. I believe a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Pretty sure. If not, should be.
Okay.
Kind of a big deal. About 20 years ago. Especially 22 years ago. I'm even wearing my flannel today.
You are!
Rocking like my flannel in honor of Kurt Cobain.
It's like you planned it.
I know. It's almost like you did.
Weird.
I didn't.
I know, but it's almost like you did.
I just wore the shirt because it's warm and comfortable.
Are you rolling your jeans?
No. Okay. Grunge kids did not roll their jeans
I'm
back
sorry,
in the day.
I forgot. Do you have black shoes on? What else? What else was the other grunge kids?
Grunge
kids
didn't wear loafers either.
No.
Which I am wearing.
Oh.
I should have worn my Chucks.
I was just going to say, why didn't you wear Chucks? That would have looked better with that outfit. Now you just look like a lumberjack.
Who's going to an office?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Where'd you get that shirt anyway?
For Christmas for my mom.
Oh.
I love that song. I really hated it when Miley Cyrus redid it, though.
That was so weird.
Oh. Kurt Cobain would have been 46 today, but sadly killed himself in 1994. And that is why today, February 20th, is Dirt.
Another celebrity announcer having a baby. I'll tell you who coming up in the dirt.
It's 628, Hot 104.7.
Royal. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 88 Mel, 642. It's going to be a little nicer today. 20 the high. Okay, you remember this song. This is a good one. Bubba Sparks and Ying Yang Twins.
Call it Paul, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Rocking everywhere.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I'm so chair dancing right now.
Yeah, and that's good. There's been a mashup done.
I love mashups.
Saw this on BuzzFeed yesterday. This is so funny. This is a mashup of Miss New Booty and okay. Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. Down to Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it, then see what it is. Down to Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me.
It works.
Very well. Something tells me Bubba Sparxxx is not a fan.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I love it.
I mean, it completely castrated his song.
I know, but it just works.
It does.
It's awesome.
But, okay. So, if you're a big Kristen Stewart fan, guys, you might be in the minority of guys who think she's hot.
Okay.
She came in on the top of a poll of actresses who turn men off.
Hmm.
Yeah. The people who conducted the poll said, this shows that sexiness is far more than appearance. Men were turned off by volatile and moody actresses as well as ice queens, and they don't want to see unhealthy, skinny starlets on the big screen. So, your top 10, Uma Thurman.
Yeah. I've never thought she was pretty. Like, I just never have.
Never did anything for me either. Tilda Swinton at 9. Lucy Liu at number 8.
What's wrong with Lucy Liu?
I don't know. It's just on the list.
I'm just curious why guys would not find her attractive, because she's badass. Because
she weighs 85 pounds?
She's badass, though. She is.
Okay.
Maybe because she's kind of a beep.
Yeah, that's probably has more
that
to do with
be.
It. Hilary Swank.
Really?
Misha Barton. Kirsten Dunst. I never thought she was all that attractive either.
Yeah, she's okay.
Denise Richards. I always thought she was hot.
No.
She seems like kind of a hot mess, though.
That's for sure.
Same with Lindsay Lohan.
Is she on there?
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker was number 2 on the list.
What?
I think that's a combination of weighing 85 pounds and...
the horse face?
Yeah. And the forehead that just doesn't quit.
But she's awesome. I love Sarah Jessica Parker.
You love Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's such a good actress on that.
Okay.
Like, she's so good.
This is not about what Mel finds attractive and who Mel likes. This is a list of
what
women
men,
who turn men off.
I know. I'm just
number
trying
one
to
on
understand
the list,
things.
Kristen Stewart. I had no opinion of Kristen Stewart whatsoever until I saw her on Craig Ferguson.
Okay.
Then I found out that she's not terribly bright.
She's kind of ditzy, isn't she?
And ditzy's not the word. Ditzy's like, oh, no, that's not her. She was just kind of, she just came off as dumb.
I just think her demeanor is kind of.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And she kept calling him dude.
Ugh.
Yeah, dude.
Like, stop smoking the pot.
His name's Craig, and
I hate when people call.
He's way more entertaining than you are, at least in my opinion.
I hate when people call other people dude too much.
Dude.
Every once in a while, it's fine. The overusage of dude needs to stop.
It's as bad as babe.
It is.
Babe.
Babe. Dude.
Dude. Babe.
Dude.
Babe.
We are so annoying right now.
Dabe.
Dabe.
Or would you rather have booed? Either one works. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 6:54, up to 20 today. It is 4 below right now. So there are still some websites out there that have not been shut down.
Really?
That you would think would have been a long time ago.
Yeah. Such like, as?
Well, if you have a Hotmail account, I do. Microsoft is going to phase out Hotmail.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't really use Hotmail anymore. I still have the account.
I used to have one. I don't even remember what it is.
Yeah. I remember it, but I don't use it anymore. I
can't even tell you what my password was.
They're basically switching over to Outlook.com by this summer. And it's probably a smart move because they've already picked up like 60 million users in 6 months. Mm. But there are some other websites from the early days of the internet that are still out there.
Okay.
Search engines AltaVista and Excite. Remember those?
Yeah.
They're still alive and kicking. The website for the Heaven's Gate cult. They committed mass suicide back in 1997, but their website is still up.
Oh, they forgot to turn it down, huh? Take it down?
But, I mean, it looks like it was put up in 1997.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it does.
It's old school.
Holy
web
cow.
Design.
Red alert.
Yeah.
Wow.
The free web hosting sites, Angel Fire and Tripod, they're still going. Remember GeoCities?
Kind of.
I had one of those pages. It was dumb. That died in 2009. Now everybody just kind of gets a Facebook page or, you know, get something from some website. Friendster is still around. They used to compete with MySpace and Facebook, but it's turned into a social gaming site. Now if you go to it, they actually ask you to register by using your Facebook account.
Mm.
And finally, the official movie websites for Space Jam and You've Got Mail are still up.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Check this out. There's the Space Jam website.
Oh, that looks great.
From 1996.
I love that movie.
That is a nearly 20-year-old website.
Yeah. Michael Jordan was awesome in that movie.
And it's, I mean, it looks so old and dated.
Wow.
It's incredible. And then You've Got Mail. That came out in 98. That one had the big fancy flash intro thingamabobber.
Oh.
It's even got sound.
Dial up.
You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Oh,
You've
God.
Got Mail.
I never really had AOL.
I believe I used it.
They didn't have a local number in Spearfish at the time.
Yeah. I remember I actually recorded on my computer me saying, "You've got mail." So instead of that dude, it was myself saying that I had mail. But I said, "Hey, Melissa, you've got mail." It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I used to have I changed my error sound in Windows.
Yeah.
To a sound from or a line from Spaceballs.
You did.
And the line was basically something like, "Doesn't anything work around here anymore?" Yeah.
It's awesome.
I can't believe the You Got Mail and Space Jam websites are still up from the 90s.
That's so weird.
That is so crazy. There are, there was even a pop-up blocked by my browser.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is nuts. Anyway. So, we've got a couple of new Craigslist misconnections in addition to the story out about where you're most likely to have a misconnection in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
That's next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.